Well, in 47 hours and 57 minutes, there will be a parade downtown Manhattan. It's Woo-hoo! Veterans Day. Yeah, we got the cheering team, the cheering squad here. It's K-Man's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples. And today we say good morning to Christine Benny.
Good morning.
Janet Nichols.
Good morning, Dave.
And Melody Sexton.
Good morning.
And then there's Chuck.
Ha ha! I'm back again, David.
Yeah. Thanks.
I can't quit you.
Well, let's see. You can't see what the reactions I have here in the studio, but it's Chuck. It's truly a devotional moment. Thank you. Thanks for all you say. You have no idea how much you just really reach into my inner soul.
Oh my gosh.
The great and powerful Dave.
Hey, let's talk about Veterans Day. I know you all and you know, you've all served in one capacity or another, whether you are a veteran as Chuck or a spouse or a volunteer or a member of the Chamber's Military Affairs Committee, which Janet is. And guys, you guys got a lot to put together here, Janet.
Hey, well, Christine is on my board, by the way, and has been. So okay. She's involved with the Manhattan Military Relations Committee as well. But we're here for the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. And we're really excited. This is the week. We've been waiting. We've worked really hard this year to make the parade happen and the indoor ceremony happen as well. We've got over 500 participants, over 100 vehicles. It's a little smaller than usual for our parade. We are traditionally the largest Veterans Day parade in the state of Kansas. But with so many Veterans Day parade activities canceled across the nation, we are so proud that our community came together to make this happen. And we have so many people to thank, including you and your team at K-Man, the City of Manhattan, Riley County, the Riley County Health Department, RCPD, so many community sponsors who donate money and in-kind donations, some of whom wanted to do stuff for us this year and couldn't because of our COVID mitigation plan, and others who came through at the last minute to help us get broadcast out in multiple places, which we'll get to in a minute. Randy O'Boyle at Ultra ICE came through and was really helped us out at the end. There's so many others, too many to list. But this Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. at 3rd and Points Avenue, from the mall to City Hall, we are going to be having a parade down Points Avenue, and we're so excited. And then at 11, we have our indoor ceremony, which unfortunately this year is closed to the public, but will be broadcast on several platforms, which we will get to in a moment. So thank you, Dave. Thank you so much.
Certainly.
And thank you to Manhattan.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how long it's been since we've been broadcasting. I think we started broadcasting the first ceremony and have done it ever since here at K-Man. So it's as big a tradition for us as it is for you. Christine, you served on the board for a while, and tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that the board has had to deal with in a really wacky year of 2020.
Well, that's it. It has been a wacky year. And as we all know, with everything that we've done, dealing with COVID has just been really hard, trying to get together, to be together. And so we were able to work very closely with the health department, with the city and the county to be able to put this parade on. And we have, as Janet said, had to scale it down quite a bit, but we still have over 500 participants.
Who all is going to be participating, Melody Sexton?
I'm actually going to toss that.
You're going to turn that over to retired Colonel Chuck?
Most updated list.
Am I allowed to speak, Melody?
You can speak now.
Okay, I'm going to speak now. The various veterans organizations from throughout your listening audience are participating. Probably one of the neatest organizations that participating is a hybrid band from Manhattan High and, was it Rock Creek?
Riley County.
Riley County.
Yeah.
Are joined together to play music for the parade and make it a real parade. You also have, you know, multiple veterans organizations and some others. But, you know, before we get too far into it, big thank yous out to Janet, Christine, and a big thank you out to Vance Zimmer, who's he's a hero behind the scenes, and he's doing a lot of the heavy lifting on organizing those parade elements when they're back in the assembly area, in the marshalling area.
What organ is he with? K-State ROTC.
He was, but now Vance works at USO on Fort Riley, and you know you know, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, and he's going back to an old trick, which was organizing the marshalling area. And and somebody that I don't want to forget are the cadets from both Army ROTC and Air Force ROTC, who, if we didn't have their help organizing down there, we wouldn't be able to pull it off. And just a big shout out to those guys. But great, you know, great work from all the members of the community and a lot of different participants. But I'm going to go offline right now and hand it off to the more beautiful people out there. Go ahead, David.
Well, that doesn't take much, but thank you. And Melody, and what are some things?
It's not like I'm the elephant man or anything, David. Come on.
Okay, maybe we've gone a little bit too far on the picking on Chuck thing for the day. Obviously,
I'm
he's a little
sensitive, David.
Little sensitive on a Monday. Melody, what are some things from a viewer's perspective of the parade that will be different this year?
Several things. What we're really happy, like Janet had said, we now have the opportunity on multiple platforms to provide that experience. So first of all, the parade, you can come in person. And since there's no school on Wednesday, I suggest you, and the weather's going to be gorgeous.
Thank
sunny
you,
and 57.
Yes.
Thank for the
you,
high.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We're out of the 20s for the parade, so I'm pretty
happy. Not saying a word. Not one word.
Positive waves, Janet. Come on, positive waves.
I think I would advise people to take their school children to the parade for the first parade of 2020. And just come and see all the great, I guess there's some floats, but we've got some marching units. It's really growing in the past few days. But you also, if you can't make it for whatever reason, we did reach out to the senior living facilities last week, and they're going to take advantage of this as well. There's several different ways to watch it streaming. And one is on the KMAN website on if you have Cox Cable TV, you can watch it on Channel 3 live. If you have, or you can go to the Facebook page at KMAN also. You can watch it live streaming. And then I believe it's also going to be on the website or the Facebook page. It'll be saved after the live stream. But either way, we're going to put it on our page, Flint Hills Veterans Coalition.
And this is the parade and the commemorative ceremony. And just what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be putting it on our KMAN Facebook page, both of them. And then also the city is picking up, and it's going to be available on the city's website as you were to watch a city commission meeting.
Right.
And then also they are providing it, sending it down cable channel 3. We'll have the audio of the ceremony as well. And there's going to be some differences this year with the ceremony, Janet, because of the kids not being in school and some things. A limited audience for the commemorative ceremony.
Yeah, you know, things, you know, you can't, in an enclosed space, you have to limit the number of people who you can have. And the number of people we can have inside the Peace Memorial Auditorium is limited. And over half of the people we can have are actually in the ceremony as participants in one way or another. So we've really just decided to just limit it to basically members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. And then we will broadcast it on, you know, stream it on those other platforms.
Well, the important, if I can jump in, Janet, the important thing is that people stay safe as they possibly can and are healthy as they possibly can, which is why, you know, the streaming options for those veterans that may be a little bit older that can't get out or at higher risk for catching something that would be incredibly detrimental to them. They can watch it at home. They can watch it wherever they're at. So, but our primary focus is making sure everybody's safe, because that's the most important aspect, is if you're there, to be safe while you're there and following all those protocols that have been put in place for our own personal safety. But I'm sorry, Jan, I didn't mean to jump
in. No, you're exactly right. And especially a large demographic, especially the Korean War veterans who we're celebrating this year, you know, we want them to be safe and healthy. We had this last year with our World War II veterans and the bad weather. You know, we were expecting a slew of World War II veterans there, and it got very limited. And we wouldn't want anybody to get hurt or harmed or get sick in any way. So we're just so excited that we are having the parade and the indoor ceremony. And that it's happening in and of itself is something to be really
amazing,
grateful and thankful for. And we're getting the message out as best we can, and we're trying to show it in as many places as we can to include as many people. So
let's take our first break. Well, actually our third break in the program. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the ceremony and what we can expect there. Janet Nichols with the Chamber of Commerce's Military Affairs Committee and a member of the board of the committee, Christine Benny. We're also visiting with retired Colonel Chuck Sexton and his bride, Melody.
You got it, babe.
Did I say that nicely? Did I restore your faith in humanity?
You are assuaging my sensitivities. Well done, sir.
We'll be back in a moment on K-Man's In Focus.